sign down. Welcome to the Space Jam. Here's your chance. Do your dance at the Space Jam.
Make it, do it. This makes us.
We are the real jam, rolling down. Welcome to the space.
Harder,
space,
better,
space,
faster,
space,
stronger.
Space jam, alright.
More than power, power. Never.
Watch me flip behind my back. You know what's next?
Ever.
After
work is
over.
Work it,
body,
make it,
body,
do it,
body,
makes us
body. Get wild, lose your mind, take this thing in the overtime. Hey, DJ, turn it up,
better,
it
faster, stronger.
Oh, y'all get on the floor, so hey, let's go. Come on and slam, and welcome to the jam. Come on and slam, you wanna jam. Come on and slam.
WBRS 100.1 FM Waltham. WBRS is brought to you by Cappy's Pizza and Subs, located at 559 South Street, right next to the train tracks. Cappy's provides everything from pizza to baklava at prices that college students can afford. Delivery and pickup are available. Their number is 781-899-7132. And The Justice, the independent student newspaper of Brandeis University, found around campus, online on Facebook, or at thejustice.org. And finally, by the students of Brandeis University. To make a request, you can call us, but our phone is broken, I think, still. But you could call me at 785-393-9367. We're also brought by Brandeis Television. Brought to you by Brandeis Television, who funds and produces student films and media projects. Any interest in directing, writing, producing, acting, makeup, or costume design? Then join BTV. You can find them on Facebook. And this is Car Talk. I'm Nate.
Hey nerds, I'm Connor.
That's not Connor. Connor left her ID in the library, so she's getting that now. Anyways, we've got a great show for you tonight. The first song we played was called Harder, Better, Slammer, Jammer, and was a remix of the Space Jam theme song with Harder, Better, Faster, Stronger by Daft Punk. Yeah. That's that. Gil, how do you feel about Car Talk?
I feel it's been a really big semester for Car Talk. They've really put up some great plays. They've usually been lacking in defense, but you know, this semester they really pulled it together on that end.
That's true. I think those are very astute observations, and thanks for making them. So this is actually the last Car Talk of the school year, and our theme kind of reflects that. We'll be talking a little bit more about that later, maybe when Connor shows up. If she might have just gone to bed. You can't really ever tell with Connor. Anyways.
She's a black belt in karate. Working for the city. She has to discipline her body. Cause she knows that it's demanding to defeat the programmed to destroy us. She's gotta be strong to fight them. So she's taking lots of vitamins. Cause she knows that it'd be tragic if those you
Guess who just walked into the studio? It's Connor. Connor says hi.
Hi, guys.
So that was Yoshimi Battles the Robots Part 1, the Pink Robots Part 1 by The Flaming Lips. Connor really liked this song.
I do.
Connor's saying things, but she's really far away from the mic.
Wait, was is the ad playing?
I don't think an ad's playing.
Okay.
Anyways, it's a good song. It's about a, I assume, teenager who fights pink robots. There's probably nothing deeper there, or subtext, or whatnot. Anyways.
Kenny Hop. I spit it through the wire, man. There's too much stuff on my heart right now, man. I'd gladly risk it all right now. It's a life or death situation, man. Y'all don't really understand how I feel right now, man. It's your boy Kanye Titter. Shottown, what's going on? Yeah, I drink a boost for breakfast, an ensure for dessert. Somebody order pancakes, I just sip the scissor. That right there could drive a sane man berserk. Not to worry, Mr. Ace of the Izzles back to wizard. How do you console my mom? Or give her light support? Telling her son's on life support. And just imagine how my girl feel. On the plane, scared as hell that a guy looked like Emmett Till. She was with me before the deal. She been trying to be mine. She a Delta, so she been throwing that dynasty sign. No use me trying to be lying. I've been trying to be signed. Trying to be a millionaire. How I use two lifelines. In the same hospital where Biggie Smalls died. The doctor said I had blood clots. But I ain't Jamaican, man. Story on MTV. And I ain't trying to make a band. I swear this right here. History in the making, man. I really apologize to everyone right now. If it's unclear at all, man. They got my mouth wired shut for like, I don't know, the doctor said like 6 weeks. You know, yeah, I had reconstructive surgery on my jaw. I looked in the mirror, half of my jaw was in the back of my mouth, man. I couldn't believe it. But I'm still here for y'all right now, man. This is what I got to say right here, though.
Yeah, turn me up, yeah. What if somebody from the shadow was ill? Got a deal on the hottest rap label of Brown. But he wasn't talking about coke and birds. It was more like spoken word. Except he's really putting it down. And he explained the story about how blacks came from glory and what we need to do in the game. Good dude, bad night, right place, wrong time. In the blink of an eye, his whole life changed. If you could feel how my face felt, you would know how Mace felt. Thank God I ain't too cool for the safe belt. I swear to God, driver two wanna sue. I got a lawyer for the case to keep us in my safe. Safe, my dogs couldn't tell if I looked like Tom Cruise on Vanilla Sky. It was televised. It's been an accident like Geico. They thought I was burned up like Pepsi did Michael. I must got an angel, cause look how death missed his ass. Unbreakable, what you thought they call me, Mr. Glass? Look back on my life like the ghost of Christmas past. Toys R Us where I used to spend that Christmas cash. And I still won't grow up. I'm a grown ass kid. Swear I should be locked up for stupid shit that I did. But I'm a champion, so I turn tragedy to triumph. Yeah. Make music that's fire, spit my soul through the wire.
You know what I'm saying? When the doctor told me I was gonna have to have a plate in my chin, I said, dog, didn't you realize I'll never make it on a plane now? It's bad enough I got all this jewelry on. She can't be serious, man.
I drive the very latest on the car. I don't know why.
So, that was Through the Wire by Kanye West from The College Dropout, and Yours Truly, 2095 by Electric Light Orchestra. The Electric Light Orchestra. Connor's here, actually, and she has a mic near her.
I do. Is it on?
Yeah.
Turn it on and
I'm not sure. I just turned all of them on. I'm not sure which one is yours.
So many possibilities. I could roll in between.
You're in stereo. There's two mics right next to her. You have like positional audio. Oh god. So you might have guessed our theme by now, or you might not have. It's kind of a two-part theme, and you would be forgiven for not guessing the second part because
we haven't gotten
absolutely there yet. Nothing has hinted at it so far.
But we'd be really impressed if you did.
Yeah, if you did. You would win.
And you were probably
a prize
in the library between 10 and 12 because
yeah,
we were
loud. It was really all Eden Shapiro's fault. Not that any of you know who that is. But anyways, the first part of our theme, we'll tease it. The first part is robots.
Whoa.
Crazy. And you might be saying, what does Through the Wire have to do with robots?
Hey, can I say that?
Gil, may say that.
What does Through the Wire have to do with robots?
Wow, thanks for asking, Gil. So the answer is that when he rapped that song, Kanye West was a cyborg.
Great. Okay.
That was a good answer.
Stop the noise and try to get some rain. and Gucci little piggy.
Thank you. lot more lyrics than I remembered.
You should say that again because your mic wasn't on.
Jesus Christ. I let you do the soundboard one time.
I'm not even a DJ yet.
You're still an intern. I mean, what? Yeah, that song has a lot more lyrics than I remember, mostly because I only remember Domo Arigato.
As does everyone else.
Yeah.
I don't think the other lyrics are important.
No, they're like pretty good. I was impressed.
Okay, well, Connor is easily impressed. Yeah. We played Paranoid Android by Radiohead and Mr. Roboto by Styx, but with a Y, so they're like edgy and
Isn't that like, how the river is?
Yeah, but it's an edgy river.
No, I'm pretty sure that's how it's actually spelled.
No, but I mean, okay, whatever.
There's no unedgy Styx River.
Yes.
Out in the Styx.
Yeah, but like the word the Styx is. Never mind. This is bad banter. So the other theme. Here's a hint for all you playing along at home. Has to do with the new year and the future.
Much like robots.
Robots have to do with the future.
But not the new year.
Not so much the new year. Maybe the singularity happens this year. You never know. Connor, what's the first thing you'll do when the singularity happens?
So I don't know what the singularity is. Can we Wikipedia that?
That's when like robots get all sentient on us and things.
Okay, so that's probably not gonna happen. Because I'm a reasonable human who hasn't read too many Philip K. Dick novels, but like it's okay. I understand.
Yeah, that's
that
I
you
mean,
need to dream about something.
But like if you were a nerd, then you would think about this. So I'm kinda disappointed in you. That's okay, we'll play more music instead.
Well, wait, I have an answer.
Yeah, Gil?
If the singularity happens, I'm going to send a robot back in time to kill the leader of the revolution.
Which revolution?
All of them.
The revolution against the robots.
Well,
I'm going to make...
So you want the robots to win?
So this also involves time travel and a robot uprising?
Yeah.
Okay. No, that's valid.
I would probably try
better
to get
than
on the
Connor's
side of
answer.
The robots.
Huh?
I would definitely try to be on the side of the robots.
Connor, you could not pass for a robot.
Yes, I could. I am cold-hearted and emotionless, right?
This is why she's
Connor
very
gets,
impressed by that song.
Connor has
I love that song, guys.
Far too many physical deficiencies.
Oh my
to
god,
be a robot.
I bruise so easily.
Yeah. Well, now that you know that, we're going to play more music.
Get away! the girls showing love while the boys be catching feelings. Once you see her face, her eyes you'll remember, and she'll have you falling harder than a Sunday in September. Whether in Savannah, Kansas, or in Atlanta, she'll walk in any room, have you raising up your antennas. She can fly you straight to the moon or to the ghettos, wearing teeny shoes or in flats or in stilettos. Illuminating all that she touches, I'm the sparrow, a modern day Joan of Arc, call me a pharaoh. Put you in a razzle-dazzle. Her magnetic energy will have you coming home like Lassie. Singing, ooh, shock it, break it, baby. Electro, sophista, funky, lady. We the kind of girls who ain't afraid to get down. Electric ladies gonna scream out loud. Electric lady, get away now. Get down. We don't feel electric lady. Get away down. You just dream and get low. Get away now. Get away. Wave your finger in the sky. Just wave your finger in the sky. Get down. Get down. Get down. Oh, baby. Get on down. Lady, lady, lady. 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 Electric lady, are y'all ready? From the past to the future, from Venus to Mars, I'm calling all stars. Electric lady, ooh, shaking, shaking, baby. Electric lady, electric lady, you. Ooh, shaking, breaking, baby. Don't y'all let that circuit break it down. We about to break a whole new nation with a million electric ladies. Y'all make me so proud. Say it loud.
Sitting on the shelf, he is just a toy, but I turn him on and he comes to life. Automatic joy, that is why I want a coin operated boy. Made of plastic and elastic, he is rugged and long lasting. Who could ever waits to choose from. I will never leave my bedroom. I will never cry at night again. Wrap my arms around him and pretend. Coin operated boy, all the other real ones that I destroy cannot hold a candle to my new boy, and I'll never let him go, and I'll never be alone, and I'll never let him go, and I'll never be alone, 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 not with my coin operated boy. This bridge was written to make you feel smitten with my sad picture of girl getting bitter. Can you extract me from my plastic fantasy? I didn't think so, but I'm still convincible. Will you persist even after I bet? Yeah.
like a boy should feel. Isn't that the point? That is why I want a coin. Operated boy with a pretty coin. Operated voice saying that he loves me, that he's thinking of me. Straight and to the point. That is why I want a coin. Operated boy.
Coin, operated coy. Scary, but it's true. He is not a Jew. He won't touch the horror, won't light the menorah. And it's not a lie, he ain't even circumcised. Boy, coin, operated coy. I'm not so sure.
So that was Coin Operated Boy,
followed by Coin
by the Dresden Dolls. And then the song after that actually wasn't about robots, it was more kind of about Brandeis.
Coin Operated Goy. It's not about Brandeis.
Well, it's not. It's like about the opposite of
it's
Brandeis.
It's about Connor.
It is Connor. It's Connor wrote and performed that song.
Yeah. Connor singing right now.
Actually, some guy named Voltaire wrote and performed that song.
Who has
But
a
he's
lot
different
of
from the Voltaire you're thinking of,
he's
I assume.
Connor.
I did. So when I was little, I thought I was Jewish. Because my mom worked in Yeshiva and everyone I knew was Jewish, and I would go over to their house and like on Friday nights and like put the dishes in the sink. And one day I asked Mrs. Simkin, I said something, and she went, "No, honey, you're not Jewish, you're Goy." And until I was like 12 and a half, I would tell people I was Goy. So that's appropriate.
Yes. That's fun.
She also does things when you give her money.
Yeah.
Truth.
Yep. Well, this is constructive. Well, now you know a little bit more about Connor. This is a kind of transitionary period. We're moving into the second half of the program.
But we're not going to tell you what it is yet.
It's also three quarters of the way through the show, so it's not whatever. Anyways, we're not going to tell you what it is, but you can probably guess, because it's in the title of the song twice. So, here you go.
Night. Well, baby, making baby. drag your mama. Oh, and drama.
Oh, hey, we're getting a call. I'm going to answer it while Connor talks for a little while.
Oh, can I guess the theme?
You can guess the theme.
Did anyone else... Oh, is someone calling in with a guess? Can I beat them? Hello? Should I beat them to the punch?
Welcome to Car Talk. You're not on air. Hi.
Can I... I want to talk... I want to.
Are they guessing
them.
The theme?
No.
Theme guesser?
Cars.
It's... should I give it away?
You don't give it away, man. Don't,
all right,
don't
okay.
give it away.
We're talking about cars.
So...
It's cars.
Oh my god, it's all cars.
Sorry,
it's always cars. God damn it,
we're
Nate. You're so bad at
talking
this.
Talking about cars.
How's
it going?
Put them on air.
We're gonna
do we know?
So, Connor, announce that we have Daniel Hammerschlag.
We have Daniel Hammerschlag on as
gonna,
a guest.
We're going to try and put you on
via
air.
Via a telephone.
Not sure how.
You, right. That's because you're not a DJ. God,
yeah,
I'm
think
so...
I think it's the old phone system.
Yeah, no, it's...
Yeah.
Sorry, guys. My
There's
co-hosts are truly awful
Banter.
At their job.
Okay.
Daniel Hammerschlag is the reason that I am in radio, because he somehow persuaded me to be on his film
Hello?
And video game show a long, long time ago when I was a wee thing. And then now
you're still,
I'm here.
You're still pretty small. Connor.
I'm like reasonably.
You're growing up.
I think I'm taller than I was last year. I'm like pretty sure. Pretty sure. Or maybe I just don't slouch as much.
Connor's the same height she was last year.
It's not true. I'm
we
totally
lost
taller.
Dan. We lost Dan. I think the phone transition system is still broken.
It's not broken and it was never broken. We just don't know how to use it.
We've used it before. And I did it how it was told to me to do it.
Stop making excuses for yourself.
I blame Jess Oaks-Willard.
Yeah,
oh,
jokes.
Theme,
yeah.
Oh, the theme. The theme.
I have a guess.
We told you it.
We still have a really good guess.
Okay, yeah.
He's a very well-informed guess.
Small children.
Not almost. This small children
it's like
contains the set that
Shut
is
up.
This theme.
This is not a math. We could do a radio show about abstract mathematics, but I don't think anyone wants that.
A ton of math rock.
No, we just talk
babies,
about
babies, guys.
The theme was babies. the theme is babies and robots, because babies and robots are the future.
I'm flexing.
but I guess the theme is really the future, but
because it's
only about babies and robots.
Do you guys have New Year's resolutions?
I do.
Is yours the same as it is every year?
What is it the same? What is it every year?
Be more like Agent Dale Cooper.
It is.
Yep.
Special Agent Dale Cooper.
Not die.
It's a bad resolution.
Yeah, but I always fulfill it if I make it again.
I guess that's... Okay.
Keep
your
standards low.
It's kind of low standards.
My resolution is to be more sincere and kinder to everyone.
Oh my god, you literally couldn't. You are literally the most sincere and kindest person I actually know.
I'm not the most sincere person.
Who's the most sincere person? Who's more sincere than Gillian Henkin?
I don't know.
Right?
Garrison Keillor.
I don't possibly.
Garrison Keillor, I think, is more sincere.
Yeah, no.
I don't know. Garrison Keillor is kind of sassy.
He's kind of sassy, but he's, like, very...
But it's, like, dad sassy. Yeah.
Sassy dad.
Boy, I bet everybody's enthralled by this.
Let's play more music.
Yeah, here's some more music. Okay, so I just realized we forgot to say the names of those songs.
I want to say the names.
Oh, do you remember them?
I remember the most recent one.
Okay, so I'm gonna
We can trade off.
The last one. Okay, so the last one we didn't say was Electric Lady by Janelle Monáe. Connor?
You gotta give me a hint, brah.
Then after that, it was Coin
Coin Operated Boy by Amanda Palmer via
the
Dresden Dolls.
No, it's the Dresden Dolls.
And then Coin Operated Goy by...
That was like 10 seconds of that.
Voltaire.
That was a goofy song.
That's actually the only one that we told you what that was. But
then we got Babies Making Babies by Sly and the Family Stone.
Which is kind of creepy.
It's about babies.
Yeah.
And then we had Stay Up Late by Talking Heads.
Which is why we picked this theme, really.
Yeah, which I wanted to play Talking Heads songs, but I couldn't immediately think of any Talking Heads songs about robots.
So we picked babies.
Also, so this song is just really great because it's about Tina Weymouth having a baby and then David Byrne being like, let's goof around with this baby.
Also, I would not, like... give David Byrne a child.
Yeah, David Byrne has a weird reaction to, like, what you do with a baby.
Let's exhaust it.
Hang out all night.
Like, force it to stay up and...
Actually, I'm really...
Connor's...
We do this to Connor, yeah. Actually, pretty often.
But it's okay.
I feel like we understand.
Yeah, we are...
Dads.
In our hearts, I think we are all David Byrne, except Connor. Connor is Tina Weymouth's baby.
I'm going... Also, have you seen the video for that song?
Oh, it's great. They're in, like, spacesuits, and they're, like...
And they're, like, on wires,
yeah,
and it's, like,
I recommend
the
you
baby
watch it.
Around.
And it's you.
Yeah. They're, like, jumping in their ladders. It's wacky, yo. It's great.
What do we play after that?
Oh, after that, we had Baby Driver by Simon E. Garfunkel. And then the most recent song was...
It was Does Your Mother Know That You're Out by ABBA.
Yeah. Connor, don't you have a story about ABBA you want to tell?
Yeah, so one time, Nate and I drove to New Hampshire.
True
in
dad.
Gil's car. And
my car.
And, I made Nate listen to ABBA the entire way. No, I didn't make you.
I chose the ABBA.
You chose the ABBA.
I like ABBA.
But little did you know that I know pretty much every lyric to the ABBA Gold CD.
It was pretty freakish, actually.
And I continued to sing it
all the way. Kinda knew all the words.
The CD player in my car broke.
I know, you told me. I'm very sad.
So I can't play that CD.
So we're going to have a moment of silence for Gil's CD player. Yeah. Okay, good moment.
Now you can only listen to NPR.
Not so bad.
Gil, did you have some banter you wanted to, should we move on?
Oh, yeah.
So, recently, I was outed to my mom as a fan of ABBA by Dan, my brother. So, they were talking. Apparently, my mom, Ina feels really strongly about the movie Mamma Mia with Meryl Streep because it's bad.
It's not bad. It's awesome.
I like Meryl Streep.
I love
That's
Meryl
all
Streep.
I'm going to say.
Connor is Tina Weymouth's baby. But anyway, they're talking about it, and Dan said, Gil's a big fan of ABBA. Gil really likes ABBA. And she was floored. Mom, she was like really shocked, and she never approached me about it, but... I don't know. It's like, you know, the big...
It's a moment of tension.
Yeah. Every time I go home, I just have to hide all my ABBA gear.
One day, in 20 years of Thanksgiving, this is going to come
I'm just going to
come out
on the table. I'm just going to start singing.
People are going to be throwing stuffing and cranberry sauce.
Start singing Gimme,
oh
Gimme, Gimme. Or is that...
That's it.
Gimme. Yeah, you got it.
Yeah.
Big
there's
fan.
Also a song Money, 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 right?
That is true.
I think they had...
Or I'm going to sing Super Troopers, probably.
That is my favorite ABBA song.
It's a good one. I think we're...
Careful.
We're
just
already...
Play music or I'm going to start singing.
We're already 10 minutes over, so... I guess we're just going to... We're going to close out...
Okay, we're done.
Okay, we're good. No, Gil's still singing.
is more.
All right, so we're gonna close out with a favorite of mine, which is Nanobots by They Might Be Giants.
Which you have on vinyl?
I do. I own it on vinyl, and I have a record player. Thank you, Savannah.
Thanks, Savannah.
So I've actually been playing that record a lot over the last 2 days. I think Gil, who's my roommate, and Sky, who's my other roommate.
Who's listening? Hi, Sky.
Hi, Sky. Love you. Are probably pretty annoyed, but I don't care. I don't care about their feelings.
Don't have feelings.
Anyways. But this song is great, and it's about robots, but
babies.
It's also about babies. If you listen, like, the lyrics apply equally to robots and babies. So, here's a song about baby robots, or robot babies.
Grow the nanobots. Grow the nanobots. Grow them in the cracks.
Grow
in
them
the
in the cracks. In the sidewalk.
Testing their limbs. Stand back and watch them grow. The nanobots up. Grow them in the cracks in the sidewalk. Wind the nanobots up. Wind them up and push them away. The sun is rising in the wrong place. I would decorate the room, but there's no more space. All I see is pictures of matchstick men. I turn my back for 2 minutes and they've grown again. Changing beds, eating what's available in some hand-me-downs, making do with leftovers, bunking up, sharing comic books, sitting 3D on each other's laps, in a van stacked up on other vans, driving on a tidal wave where they grow the nanobots.
Grow the nanobots.
Grow them in the cracks.
So, that's it for Car Talk. We would like to wish you a Merry Crimbus and a Happy New Year. And,
we need to make good decisions. This is our last show until we come back for the second semester.
Yeah.
And Gil and Nate's final semester in college.
Whoa, great.
That's cool.
And Connor's probably going to drop out, honestly. So,
well,
like,
yeah,
her final semester.
That's only to be understood.
Anyways. Don't get into trouble.
Or do.
Don't get into trouble you can't get out of.
Don't get caught.
We'll see you next year, ladies.